At the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, for the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Now I'm too old to change, and I'm too young to die, and there's no place to go for my old man and I. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets. Now the looms have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Now the mill is shut down, it's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Long night falls on cannonballs that stack upon the White House lawn, like sentries posted just before the battle. The air is harsh with sounds of guns, the country torn, the death of sons. The cannons roar, the sabers angry rattle. A quiet man, a lonely man, Abe Lincoln walks tonight. Affairs of state, the wheel of fate, the devil's dance of luck and chance, have picked you out to lead where man will follow. And while you deal with complex things, alliances and deals with kings, the bodies mount at Gettysburg and Shallow. A thoughtful man, a troubled man,
Abe Lincoln walks tonight. And if you could come back again and see the mean and selfish men who deal in lies and compromise the nation, would you consider all the pain, the battles fought, the loss and gain, still worth it for the Union's preservation? A tired man, a lonesome man, Abe Lincoln walks tonight. A tired man, a lonesome man, Abe Lincoln walks tonight.
And we started that set off with Aragon Mill and went on to Abe Lincoln Walks Tonight, both Cy Conn songs. And we have Cy Conn in the studio with us live here today. And also passing through a minute ago was our good friend Cindy Funk, host of Dear Green Place. And she said, Cy, tell some stories. Tell us how these songs came to be. So, Cy, go ahead.
You know, you said Cindy actually wanted to know whether a particular story about Aragon Mill was true. This is a story that our oldest son was in Dublin once and heard it coming out from a speaker and over a music store, and he went in and asked, "What's that song?" You know, tried to, I don't know, he just, you know, out of family pride, and the record store owner said, "Oh, it's an old song from the north. Everybody sings it, right?" But the story that I told Cindy is a good friend of mine, a good North Carolina friend of mine, was with his family in a pub in Ireland, you know, with the turf fire and everybody standing around singing. And he was seated next to this giant Irish guy. They were both drinking. And at one point, somebody stood up and sang Aragon Mill. And my buddy said, "Yeah, you know, a friend of mine, Cy Conn, wrote that song." And the Irish guy said, "Oh, yeah, what county is he from?" And Chuck said, "Well, he's from Mecklenburg County." And the fellow said, "Mecklenburg County? And I don't remember Mecklenburg County in Ireland." And Chuck said, no, it's not in – oh, and the guy said, "Is that in the north?" He says, "Well, it's in North Carolina." He said, "But that's in the United States." And the fellow kind of looked at my friend and said, "You're saying an American wrote that song?" And Chuck said, yeah, he's my friend. And he says, no, an Irishman wrote that song. It's an Irish song. And Chuck said, no, you don't understand. This is my friend Cy Conn. He's a songwriter who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is in Mecklenburg County. And he wrote this song." And the fellow said, no American could have written that song. It's an Irish song. It's from the north." And Chuck is hanging. He says, no, you don't." The guy says, "Well, we'll just step outside and settle it with our fists then, won't we?" I wasn't trying to provoke anything. I wasn't agitating. But, you know, but one of the greatest pleasures is to have great artists do your songs, and that's wonderful. You know, Cindy was just showing me the LP where Dolores Keane, one of the great Irish voices of this century, does a version of Aragon Mill. It does a beautiful version, and that's wonderful. But it's also just plain wonderful that somebody will stand up in a pub and sing Aragon Mill. And I've been in pub sings in England where somebody stood up and said, "Here's an old song we all know," and they'll sing, "I'm going to go to work on Monday one more time." I just say it. You know, I was there with Elizabeth Middick, my partner and spouse, and she said, "You didn't say anything. You didn't say, 'I'm here. I wrote that song.'" I said, "No, that would have spoiled the moment. I was just enjoying singing harmony."
Well, if you're sitting in a pub and you're over next to the turf fire, I can understand why you're drinking. If you've never been next to a turf fire, boy, it can play some real havoc with your eyes.
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, hey. But I also played Abe Lincoln Walks Tonight, and I believe that had a connection with your mother, didn't it?
Well, you know, it was in some senses inspired. My mother loved poetry. You know, maybe there's a little section in the book about my mom and poetry. Maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't, But I learned just a lot of poetry by heart just from my mom wandering around the house reciting it. And she loved a poem by Vachel Lindsay called Abraham Lincoln walks at midnight. And so that was sort of in my mind when I wrote the song. And the song comes from a musical called 200 RPM, meaning 200 revolutions per minute.
Bet you a lot of our audience didn't know that you wrote the lyrics and music for more than one musical.
Yeah, I think it's actually up to half a dozen at this point, right? Yeah, there's I've got, and it's wonderful. And for those of you, I know people are listening, Norm, all over the world to you. What did you tell me? You had 57,000 listeners on the air, and something like that many on the internet too.
Boy, I'll tell you, I get email from everywhere. I mean, England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, Italy.
That's wonderful.
Australia, Japan.
You must be doing a good show.
No, I don't know what it is. I think they tune in just to hear oddities.
They got two of them today, don't they?
Well, they surely do. You know, there's no point in being different if everything is the same. But you're different,
that was profound.
If you're really different, you're really different, people come to see it. Think of the zoo. You don't see mm-hmm. many, spotted leopards or whatever. And when you get a real oddball, everybody comes and tunes in in to see. So
that explains our popularity. So for folks listening in Cambridge, Massachusetts on May the 19th is opening night for a world premiere of my newest musical, which is called Silver Spoon. It's at the Nora Theater. You can go to www.centralsquaretheater.com, and it's a 5-week full production. And then on September 2nd, there's a revival of my musical Some Sweet Day, which is a big Broadway-style musical with a cast that's half African American, half white, and tells the story. I do these. What I write is romantic musical comedies about political events, and Some Sweet Day is about the 1937 strike by black and white sharecroppers and tenant farmers in East Arkansas. And actually, Norm, there's a song on Courage from each of these shows. The song Stones in the Furrow comes from Some Sweet Day. And the song Washington Square comes from Silver Spoon.
Well, we'll have to work those in.
Sort of subtly suggesting that, wasn't I?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me take care of a little business. And we also have coming up our resident poet. And we've got to work.
Oh, cool.
We got to work him in there, too.
I don't see anybody in residence here.
Oh, yes. We keep him in our computer. That way we can control him. Sometimes
poets get no respect.
Well, he gets rowdy every now and then. Excuse me, sign.
What that came from. I excuse you, but will the public?
Well, let's go to our resident poet, Conrad's Corner, right now.
Welcome to Conrad's Corner. This is Cindy Funk reading in for Conrad. The poem for today sums up an entire year in the garden. It's called The Garden Year by Sarah Coleridge. January brings the snow, makes our feet and fingers glow. February brings the rain, thaws the frozen lake again. March brings breezes, loud and shrill, to stir the dancing daffodil. April brings the primrose sweet, scatters daisies at our feet. May brings flocks of pretty lambs, skipping by their fleecy dams. June brings tulips, lilies, roses, fills the children's hands with posies. Hot July brings cooling showers, apricots and gillyflowers. August brings the sheaves of corn, then the harvest home is born. Warm September brings the fruit, sportsmen then begin to shoot. Fresh October brings the pheasant, then to gather nuts is pleasant. Dull November brings a blast, then the leaves are whirling fast. Chill December brings the sleet, blazing fire, and Christmas treat. That was The Garden Year by Sarah Coleridge. We're almost into December right now, and it's time to bundle up. Take care of you and your garden, and thanks for listening.
And there we got our business out of the way. Time right now is 2:16. Cy, you mentioned Washington Square. It was a real-life, real event, and it's in one of your musicals. Do you want to go straight to it?
Well, that would be one way to get there, wouldn't it?
Sure would. Here's Washington Square.
On the southeast corner
of Green Street and Waverly. On the east side of Washington Square, the air is still troubled, the sidewalk unsettled. Young voices still cry through the afternoon air. March 25th, 1911, this is the way she told it to me. A factory of immigrants, Jews and Italians, are hard at their work when the fire breaks free.
At the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, women fall through the bitter spring air. Their young faces turn to question me. I still hear their voices as I walk in Washington Square.
They rush to the doors, but the bosses have locked them, lest someone step out for a breath of fresh air. Trapped in this wreckage, they run for the windows, stare 10 stories down to the street lying there. They stand on the ledges, the fire behind them, the wider before them. They jump holding hands. They cry out in Yiddish, cry out in Italian, and plunge to the street where my own mother stands.
At the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, women fall through the bitter spring air. Their young faces turn to question me. I still hear their voices as I walk in Washington Square.
Through her story, I sit at her feet. 123 immigrant women, 23 men lie dead in the street. This is our history, this moment that shapes us. My mother falls silent, tears frame her cheeks. She could never forget. I will always remember. It could have been her. It still could be me.
At the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, women fall through the bitter spring air. Their young faces turn to question me. I still hear their voices as I walk in Washington Square. I still hear their voices as I walk in Washington Square. Understand the way he felt about the land.
but I could read his history in his hands gone. Got her eyes again. It's a cord in the crib and apples in the bin gone. Got her eyes again. Ham in the smokehouse and cotton in the gin gone. Got her eyes again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little he got gone. Got her eyes again. These apple trees on the mountainside gone. Got her eyes again. He planted the seeds just before he died gone. Got her eyes again. I guess he knew that he'd never see the red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted the seeds for his children and me. Gone, got her eyes again. High on the ridge above the farm, gone, got her eyes again. I think of my people that have gone on, gone, got her eyes again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut them down, but the new wood springs from the roots underground, gone.
Plow from breaking. I could be there riding all around these fields, boss of anything worth taking. Shotgun on my shoulder, whip in my hand, keep the mule in the furrow, the cropper on the land. On this old river, on this plantation, in this dark season, on this long night. Around the bones of those who bore me, I can see their faces rising up like questions all along the road before me. With nothing to count on but their hard-working hands, they were trampled like the cotton, broken like the land. On this old river, on this plantation, in this dark season, on this long night. When you're walking down the track, one train coming toward you, another at your back. What do you do when you're finally forced to choose? When either way you win, either way you lose. Stones in the pathway, rocks in the road, my friends and family have to travel. If I go with them, if I go against them, how will they speak my name tomorrow? All you can count on when your final crop comes in is the harvest that gets gathered by your neighbors and your kin. On this old river, on this plantation, in this dark season, on this long night. Even if you're broken, at least you won't be shamed. You know someday your children will be proud to say your name. On this old river, on this plantation, in this dark season, on this long night. On this old river, on this plantation, in this dark season,
on this long night.
And we heard Washington Square, Gone Gonna Rise Again, and we finished up with Stones in the Furrow, all done by our special guest here today, Cy Conn.
And really happy to be here, Norm. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's an honor to have you here, Cy.
No, it's an honor to be on the show.
We pointed out, we were talking in the break there while the music was playing, that both Washington Square and Stones in the Furrow both are from musicals that
absolutely
you wrote the music for.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I've also... For the first time, I've got another show that I'm two more that I'm working on. You know, and we mentioned the 200 RPM from way back, but I've got two that I'm working on. I'm very excited about. One is the Bread and Roses strike in 1912. That was in Lawrence, Massachusetts. That's one town over from where my dad was born and raised in Lowell, one of the great mill towns of the 19th century and of the 20th century for that matter. And so there's a Bread and Roses Heritage Commission that keeps the memory of that strike alive. This is where the song Bread and Roses comes from. And they've asked me to write a musical for the centennial celebration of the 100th anniversary. So I'm working on that, and I'm going to be spending much of February in Lawrence just meeting and talking with people and hearing the stories, because I'm writing it both about what happened to the immigrants of 1912 and what is happening to the immigrants of 2012. So that's in process, and I hope I can do it. And then I've reversed my pattern. Ordinarily, somebody else writes the script and I write the songs, but this time somebody else wrote the songs and I wrote the script, and it's called Immigrant.
Oh,
it stars John McCutcheon as the great labor activist, songwriter, and martyr Joe Hill.
Oh, hey.
And it uses Joe Hill's songs. But then I put together the script. It's a one-man show. John, obviously – well, actually, many people think John is multiple people because he's so powerful and funny and warm and wonderful. But it stars John in the last 85 minutes of Joe Hill's life. It occurs in real time in his death row cell in the Utah State Penitentiary just before he's shot to death by firing squad. We had an extraordinary reading in New York, sponsored by the Amos Musical Theater. It was at Judson Memorial Church, which is a historic civil rights and labor church in Washington Square, or just next to Washington Square, and we're hoping to bring that to a full stage fairly soon. So, yeah, I'm keeping busy with the musicals.
Joe Hill, remember his famous statement, don't mourn, organize.
It's in there. It's
and
in there.
I'll tell you what, John McCutcheon's no slouch either.
No, he is not. John is an extraordinary storyteller. You know, on is an amazing new double CD, is half songs and then half stories. And he's got just this wonderful sense of timing. And when we did the reading, it was just magical. I mean, in a reading, you know, you're sitting in a chair. John is sitting in the chair. You know, he's reading from a script, and he's reading from the songs, the words of the songs. And it's just him and his guitar, but he created this magical tableau that you could feel.
Well, also, if you've ever watched John actually play, like a hammer dulcimer, those hammers are blurs. I mean, the man can really play. Plus, he's got a great voice, great songwriter, good person all the way around.
John has a great heart. He's a wonderful humanitarian and activist. He is also the president of my local, of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 1000, and you know, the local... You know, there are those who are no longer with us. Utah Phillips was a member. Sweet Honey and the Rocker members. Anita Franco, Pete Seeger. You know, it's Charlie King. You know, John McCutcheon, myself, and John has been our president for years. Has done a wonderful job. It's also called the North American Traveling Musicians Union. Although you don't have to be a North American to belong there, we have European members. But it's basically a union for all the musicians who play, you know, a different place every night. And it just so happens that many of the great progressive musicians and artists of our time are members. So, and we're now the late eighth, having started from scratch a dozen years ago, we are now the eighth largest local in the American Federation of Musicians.
Both John and Charlie King came down to Dayton many, many years ago to play a memorial service for one of our friends, a local artist here in Dayton, Dave Gordon.
No, Dave was a friend. I didn't know they'd done his memorial. Well, that's great.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Dave was another extraordinary musician.
Absolutely.
Most people don't even realize he was right here in Dayton. But anyway, I've got a little bit of work I got to take care of right here.
Again?
Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and Canal Street Tavern, presenting live music in an intimate atmosphere, featuring Sideshow with Artist Playlist tonight and Savoy Truffle with tribute to the Beatles at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Information at 461-9343 or online at canalstreettavern.com.
Now, that was interesting. You talked about presenting live music in an intimate setting. What about presenting intimate music in a lively setting?
That might get dangerous.
Well, you'd go, wouldn't you, Norm?
I don't know. Being old, I don't know if I'd want to be there. You know?
Well, I just thought that, you know, slightly dangerous situations tend to attract us.
More than slightly dangerous, but not intimate ones. But anyway, here's a message from my good friend Cindy Funk about her program, The Dear Green Place.
For foot-tapping Celtic music, join me, Cindy Funk, and we'll travel together to hear the best of music from Ireland, Scotland, England, and Wales. Let's go to The Dear Green Place on member-supported 91.3 FM WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and on the internet at wyso.org.
Hear The Dear Green Place this afternoon at 3 on WYSO.
And I've got some good news and bad news. The good news is it's only a 20% chance of not snowing. We have an 80% chance of snow, and it's been snowing here all day long. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of snow. Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow. Sunday night, there's a 30% chance of snow, low around 20 degrees. Monday, 20% chance of snow, high around 26. Monday night, slight chance of snow, low around 16. What's the question?
I got a question about the weather. Okay, if there's an 80% chance of snow and it starts snowing at midnight and snows for 80% of the first 24 hours, does that mean there will be no snow in the last 20%? Because you've used up your 80% already.
I don't know. That would be a good question to ask.
I thought it was a good question to ask. Okay.
The National Weather
Service. You can go back to the announcement, yeah. I just wanted to raise that.
Oh, hey. I'll tell you what, it's been so much fun being here today with PsyCon. Why don't we go back into some music? Psy, a lot of people live out their whole lives and never stop to think, what will I leave behind? And you wrote a song, What Will I Leave? So let's go to What Will I Leave from PsyCon.
Late in the evening as light fades away, in silence we gather together, searching the faces of those who are near, for those who have left us forever. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave? When I am gone, oh, carry on. What will I leave behind? Where are the ones who caught flame in the night, fired up by the heat of devotion, measuring their lives by the light of the truth, they burn like a lamp on the ocean. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave behind? When I am gone, who carry on? What will I leave behind? Who will remember the words of they paid for lives lived too close to the fire. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave behind? When I'm gone, oh, carry on. What will I leave behind? Hearts of the ones who inherit your lives will rest in the truth you have spoken. Memory will echo the trust that you kept. Like you, it will never be broken. What will I leave? What will I leave? What will I leave behind? When I am gone, who carry on? What will I leave behind? I did my part in World War II, got wounded for the nation. Now my lungs are all shut down. There ain't no compensation. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Now the doctor says I smoke too much. He says that I'm not trying. He says he don't know what I've got, but we both know he's lying. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. The last time I went near my job, I thought my lungs were broken. Chest bound down like iron bands, I couldn't breathe for choking. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Now the politicians in this state, they're nothing short of rotten. They buy us off with fancy words, and they sell us out to cotton. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. The doctor says both lungs are gone. There ain't no way to shake it. But I can't live without a job. Somehow I've got to take it. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. They tell me I can't work at all. There ain't no need of trying. But living like some used up thing is just this short of dying. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Sitting on my front porch swing, I'm like someone forgotten. Head all filled with angry thoughts,
and lungs filled up with cotton. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time.
And in that last set, we heard What Will I Leave? That was Cy Conn. Also, Go to Work on Monday, another Cy Conn tune. And Cy picked out a song he wants to dedicate.
Yeah, the song is called Ireland of My Dreams. You know, we're here in the studio with Cindy Funk, who's coming up next. And Cindy hosts a wonderful Celtic show that's called The Green Beer Place.
No, Cy. The Deer Green Place.
I thought it was called The Green Beer. No, the Green Deer Place?
No, Deer Green Place.
They have green. No, the green. I thought it was called the green. Well,
Green Beer Place?
Yeah. I mean, that would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
For the Irish,
St. Patrick's Day? Yeah,
yeah. It would.
St. Patrick's Day in New York, you have green beer. Oh, so God. I thought that's what the show was called. It's not?
It's Deer Green Place.
I stand corrected. Well, we're still dedicating it to Cindy and her show, A Green Deer Place.
The Deer Green Place.
Right. Like I said.
Cindy's going to come in and smack you. I can see it coming.
She's going to listen to this song, aren't you, Cindy?
She's out there.
I can play it before I get it any deeper than I am already.
Who has seen the new moon rise in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has sauntered arm in arm along the Liffey stream? Who has stopped to raise a glass in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has danced in Ireland of my dreams? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on, oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air, oh, the air that smelt so sweet of moon-born hay, of rising moon, oh, the days that I was young and there. Who has heard the Irish pipes in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has closed their eyes and kissed along the Liffey's banks? Who has pounded on the door in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who remembers Ireland and gives thanks? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played the dancers on. Oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air. Oh, the air that smelled so sweet of new mown hay, of rising moon. Oh, the days that I was young and there. Who is living far from home, from Dublin City, Dublin City? Who will never walk again along the riverside? We'll heal our hearts that break for Dublin City, Dublin City. I remembered Ireland and I cried. Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played the dancers on. Oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air. Oh, the air that smelt so sweet of moon, moon hay, of rising moon. Oh, the days that I was young and there. In 1949,
my father came to Liverpool seeking full employment on the Mersey docks. The war just 4 years over and no work for him in Ireland. All he asked from England was a steady job. It's true that there were jobs, but it was only daily labor. Some mornings he was hired for the working crew. Sometimes a week went by with hands deep in empty pockets. Adversity and poverty were all he knew. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these days? So my father and his comrades set out to march to London to ask the king for justice for the working class, to tell him those who'd fought the war had died for more than England, and with the peace should come a steady job at last. The day they started marching, I stood beside my father. I thought he was the bravest man I'd ever seen. He knelt down unexpectedly and set me on his shoulder, and we marched off together to confront the king. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these days? I do not know how far it is from Liverpool to London. I don't pretend that I recall each day and night. But when I close my eyes, I can feel his face against me as I rode into London on my father's pride. These days when oh so many look for work on every corner, when justice seems so distant and the way so fraught, I recall us marching and from high up on his shoulder, I see the better world for which my father fought. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these troubling days? On whose shoulders are we carried in these days?
Said we heard Ireland of My Dreams and Shoulders, both done by Cy Conn, while Cy Conn tried to make up with Cindy, giving her two Celtic songs in a row. I don't know what to think about you, Cy.
Well, probably better not to.
Also, he bribed her with a couple of CDs Cy Conn. Did you personally autograph it for her? You'll have to think about that very seriously. Otherwise, she's liable to hand you a check, a blank one for you to sign.
Well, that's an incentive not to write anything down. Okay. Hey, so can I thank the artists who have been working with me on these?
Go ahead.
Well, first, on several of the songs come from an album called Thanksgiving, a shameless play for a shameless attempt to gain airplay during the month of November. And there I'm working with Yggdrasil. It's a Dutch duo. These four CDs we're hearing today were all recorded. Well, they're all come out from a Dutch record company called Strictly Country Records. Three of them were recorded live in the Netherlands, and Yggdrasil does that wonderful ethereal harmony singing. It's Anne-Maria Coindus and Linda Nyland, and they've been singing together for 15 years. And then all the songs from Courage are with Jens Kruger of the Kruger Brothers. Jens produced the CD. He arranged every one of the songs. He wrote original banjo numbers that are incorporated into the songs. He plays every single instrument, including his wonderful signature banjo work, but also everything else that you heard except the udu. And he won't tell me what an udu is or who played it. And then the extraordinary voice that you hear singing harmony on Courage is that of the great Kathy Mattea.
Another great singer-songwriter, great musician, too.
Oh, Cassie's just as good as they come.
Plus, the Kruger Brothers have two new albums out themselves. As a matter of fact, I've played from both. One is basically an instrumental album, and the other is mostly, you know, a singer-songwriter, you know, vocal album. Yeah. And I've played both of them here.
Well, that's good, because they're friends of mine.
Well, good. Well,
I think they're just amazing. Jens's banjo work, it just takes the banjo in a whole new direction, and that's hard after folks like Pete Wernick and folks like Bela Fleck and, you know, so many wonderful banjo players out there. But what Jens could do with a banjo, I think, is just extraordinary.
Well, I have a friend called Joe Colvin who does Down Home Bluegrass, and he's a banjo player. And quite often we've recommended he take his banjo in a different direction as well. But we don't hold that against
him. That was funny. You know, there's a Jens Kruger signature Deering banjo.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with the Krugers and Janet Deering from the Deering Banjo Company, and I said, so, Janet, have you considered bringing out a Sycon model banjo? And Janet said, wow, I didn't know that you played the banjo. I said, well, actually, I don't. And she said, what's your thinking? Which is a kind of way of thinking, are you thinking? I said, well, you know, you have a Jens Kruger signature banjo, which, by the way, is a fabulous banjo. I said, and people buy it. But, you know, the truth is, you and I know, they're never going to be able to play like Jens. You know, Jens comes along once every 200 years. So I worry that people will think, well, even if I buy a Jens Kruger banjo, I won't be able to play like Jens Kruger, so maybe they won't buy the banjo at all. But if you had a Sycon model banjo, then you could mark it as the Sycon banjo. He can't play worth a lick either. And you could sell hundreds of thousands of them. Because everybody who bought one would be better than I do, given that I don't play at all.
Now people wonder why it's so hard to keep a straight face in this studio.
Yeah, but there's no secret why we're doing this on radio rather than television.
That's true. Right. We have perfect faces for radio. But, Cy,
I like that. That was really good. That was very funny.
It's true, too. Cy, I almost forgot. I had two listeners email me. They want to know, what kind of guitar do you play when you're out playing? I think you wrote me it was a Guild.
Yeah, no, I play it's about a 1964 Guild. And actually, it was imposed upon me.
Oh!
Yeah, I was recording a CD called Good Times and Bad Times. And Kathy Fink, you know, my wonderful friend, great banjo musician. And musician in many other ways. Kathy was producing, and I showed up with my, you know, old Gibson archtop. And Kathy said, oh, by the way, John McCutcheon and I have a new guitar for you. And there was this beautiful Guild sitting there. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're such friends, but I don't need a new guitar. I really love my old guitar. And Kathy said, well, you're wrong about that. And I said, no, I love this guitar. I've had it for years. And she said, well, you know, actually, it sounds terrible. It can't be mic'd. It doesn't work in the studio. So John and I have gotten a new guitar for you. And I said, well, I think I'll just keep my old guitar. And she said, okay, you do that. And John and I have agreed we will no longer perform with you, and I won't produce this record. And I said, oh, well, thank you for my new guitar. It's an extraordinary gift. She said, oh, no, it's not a gift. There's a bill for it. But we picked it out for you. That's true.
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what.
So it's I don't know the model. I think it's an NT, whatever that means. I think it means not tunable. But it's a lovely old guild, Union built, by the way, when Guild was in Providence, Rhode Island, and at that time they were represented by a union that I worked for, the Amalgamated Clothing and Textile Workers Union. Why that covers guitar building was always a mystery to me, but I am very proud to play a union-made guitar by a union that for which I spent many good years working.
Most musical instruments aren't really constructed. They're a work of art. Each one is special. You can have 15 guitars that look just exactly the same, but one's going to be way, way better. And that's the way it's always been. And just like WYSO, support for WYSO comes from listeners like you.
Another great tradition.
And the Springfield Symphony Orchestra presenting Cirque de la Symphonie. It's hard to keep from laughing. Bringing the acrobatics, juggling, dancing, and magic of Cirque to Coos Auditorium in Springfield this evening at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at springfieldsym.org.
Me and Otis down by the river, walking together in the heat of the day. Me on my 2 feet, Otis on his 4 feet, as the geese fly south down the Hudson River, fly away. And the geese look down at the old railway station. In his imagination, Otis is flying. It's the existential angst of the Labrador Retriever, and it will last until supper time. Still be here, I can't figure it out. So we turn towards home, where supper is waiting. The river flows on and the geese fly south. And the geese look down at the old railway station. In his imagination, Otis is flying. It's the existential angst of the Labrador Retriever, and it will last until supper time. It will last until supper time.
And I'll tell you what, we just heard another tune from Cy Conn, Otis is Flying. And I'll tell you what, we've had a great day today. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and on the internet at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. This wraps up Detours. I want to thank my friend Cy Conn for stopping by, and he sweet talked my friend Cindy Funk. And so we're going to open the Dear Green Place today with another Cy Conn tune, the Molly Maguires. Till the next time, you take care.